All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey y'all, welcome back.
Welcome back, boo-boo babies.
How's it going?
It's going good. How are you? How was your weekend?
I'm good. My weekend was good. Friday.
I'm like, what did you do? This is the part where we usually tell what you did.
Friday? What happened this weekend? Friday, I don't remember what I did. Saturday, we had a photo shoot for something very exciting coming up. Let's just say this right now. Girlfriends, gather your coins.
Yes.
Gather your coins. Sign up. Go on our website. Sign up for our email list and get that discount code for 10% because we have some cool, exciting, fabulous things coming down the pipeline.
Just tell them.
We have new merch coming. We have new merch coming. sign up so that you can be the first to know on our email list. Yes. And you can get a discount if you sign up.
Yeah, we're very proud of this upcoming collection.
Very proud.
It's a been lot in of the blood, works.
Sweat, and tears have went into it for the past five six months, months. 6 months.
6 months. And it's finally ready. So we
it's
had
finally
a
ready.
Beautiful shoot.
So that's what we did on Saturday, all day Saturday. The photo shoot.
Yeah.
Sunday, we went on a double date to at the winery.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we did. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. We went on our first double date.
That's crazy. How have we never been on a double date before? We've never been on one? Was it a bootleg one? I know we've probably been on one.
Not really.
Wow.
I don't think so. But this was really cool.
Okay, well, we went on our first double date. Double date.
It was really cool to kind of merge the two worlds.
Yeah, we merged the two worlds. Uh-huh. We went and to it the winery.
It was nice to see that they were harmonious.
Yeah, Kayla asked me today. She was like, how was the outing? Did he mesh well?
Yeah. I know. That was a good part, is that everybody meshed well. The conversation was nice.
It wasn't awkward.
It wasn't awkward. I feel like there was a genuine interest in everybody getting to know one another. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there was a little camaraderie between the fellas at the end when they said goodbye. It was kind of like... It was kind of like...
Germany is so funny.
You know what? I hate expressing myself.
No. Go ahead.
It was kind of like a, we'll do this again. That's the energy that I felt like. Okay. Yeah, you know, bro, I'll see you later. I'm going to tap in with you type vibe. All right, I'm going to fuck with you. What is that? All right, I'm going to holler at you.
All right, I can get up with you.
Yeah. It's like, all right, I'll fuck with
I'll
you.
I'll see you.
I'm going to fuck with you.
No, it's nice. We went to a winery, had a nice little lunch.
Yeah, it was a very good time.
And then hung out, yeah, so.
And I'm already trying to get Brittany to do it again this weekend.
She is.
So if I can secure the timeshare,
yeah,
then we're heading on over to the next winery.
Yes, that we went to San Antonio Winery, which we've been to before. But it was nice. Like anytime we can get a bottle for table.
Yeah, that was so nice. And we had two bottles for
I
the table.
I love that vibe. Bottles for table.
For the table.
Yeah.
It was a good time. So I'm really excited and can't wait to do it again. I love meeting new peeps. They become does. Family. You know, I was waiting to say come to family night.
But oh, I already asked him if he'll come to family night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, I was leaving that to you. I said, let me let her invite him. Let me.
Yeah, he said, I had asked before yesterday.
Oh, okay, cute. What did he say?
Yeah, he would love to. He said that he would love to, but before yesterday happened, he said that it would be kind of awkward meeting everybody at once. Or
okay,
something.
A little bit. Okay.
But now you know, you know half of the people at family night.
Okay, cool. I'm excited. I was leaving that to you. I said, let me not invite him to family night. Let me let her take the lead on
oh,
that.
Oh, Germany. So, this girl. Anyway.
That would be fun. Oh, I know my mom's going to be so pumped to meet
you. That was our weekend.
Yes, that was it. And now we're here.
Now we're here.
With you all. So grateful to do this work.
Yes. So, what we're also grateful for is the ladies and the gents who leave ratings and reviews.
Yes.
That is very important. I must say, you ladies have been showing up and showing the fuck out. That is what happens when we keep our foot on
your
necks.
Okay. I think I posted a photo and somebody was like, please get your foot off our necks. I'm like, we like it here. We actually love it here.
We actually love our foot
we
on
love
your necks.
It here.
That's the favorite our favorite place for our foot to
we
be.
We love it.
So the ratings and the reviews, they really help this show.
Mm-hmm.
Please. The girlies are trying to grow. I don't know about y'all, but stagnant is not an option here at the Black Girl Bravado. And if you've been here for a while, you know that. And if you're new here, learn that.
Yes.
So we're not going to have our ratings and reviews stagnate. Let's see. Our review of the week comes from Renee Snay. I'm going to say Renee. Renee says, I love it here. I love this podcast. I'm so glad that I found it. Brittany and Germany literally feel like my best friends. Because we are.
We are.
I find myself laughing constantly throughout the show and talking out loud and responding as I listen. My favorite so far was the Friendship Glow series. I learned so much. It was something I really needed and changed my entire perspective on friendships and actually led me to cut off a toxic and unproductive friendship I had. I listen to the podcast every morning and it really sets the tone for my day and I love it. When I get my coins up, I'm going to move over to Patreon because I don't like being regular and non-exclusive.
Welcome. Join us on over
we'll
there.
We'll be there waiting on Patreon. Definitely. You're going to feel really regular and non-exclusive because we have an episode with Germany's Boo Boo Baby dropping, I think this week.
Hopefully
this week that episode will be on Patreon on our new tier for the exclusive mommies. Mm-hmm. So yeah, buckle up for that if you want to hear the tea. It was a really good combo.
It was. So yeah, if you're moved to do so, which you should, make sure you leave a rating and review. We'd appreciate it. You can also join us over on Patreon, like you mentioned, where there's a bunch of exclusive content and goodies. The episode with my boo-boo is going to be posted, hopefully, fingers crossed, this week. Mm-hmm. And March, the beginning of March is always a good busy time over on Patreon.
It is.
We have the affirmations that are dropping.
The audio affirmations
and the playlist will be up. So this week over on Patreon, here's a snippet of our audio affirmations. I am assertive and at the same time considerate about others. Now, queens, we know how it is, especially being a black queen, being a black boss. Yeah. We already have the angry black woman stereotype tacked onto us.
But I hate that.
Yeah, I hate it too. But, you know, there's confidence knowing that you can be assertive, you can be strong, and at the same time be soft and be feminine, and you can be considerate and kind. There's duality. And you possess all of those characteristics. So when you move throughout the world, it's okay for you to know what you want and know how you're going to get it and still be kind to people.
Yes.
You're still being kind to people because you know what? We're bosses.
And you're not getting walked all over like a doormat.
No. Okay. We're bosses. We're owning it. We're stepping into it. We're leaning into it and leaning into it, but we're not forgetting to be kind. Mm-hmm. We're doing it. We're doing both. Okay.
Gracefully. Because we can. We're doing it with grace.
We are.
And they hate to see us that way.
They do.
They hate to see it.
But we're going to let them eat, bitch.
Okay, so that's a little sneak peek of what you can get over on Patreon if you join us monthly. Mm-hmm. Now, let's shout out our new patrons of the month.
Let's get it.
We have Bria.
Hey, Bria.
LaDoria.
Hey, LaDoria.
Alejandra. And Bianca.
Hey, Bianca, what's good?
Now, with two of these patrons, they joined for the year. So they saved about 15%, I believe it is, if you pay for the full year up front. Mm-hmm. I mean, commit.
Commit. You'll commit. Love it here. You'll actually love it there.
So.
You'll love it here. So, yeah, join us over there. We have some goodies dropping. And we're excited because that platform is about to take on a life of its own.
It's really about to get. You know why? Because we've been shadow banned on Instagram.
Oh, yes.
Instagram has been shadow banning a lot of accounts. And we're like, fuck Instagram. We have a platform called Patreon where women are pouring into us. And we can pour into them. And we don't need Instagram.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
New week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with us.
With we.
What the
fuck? Well, this is the part of our show where we typically dish tea on hot topics, pop culture, things that are going on. So, what's up?
So, the internet has been internet.
You kiki with us.
Like, what? I knew it sounded a little weird when I said it, but I was like, shit, we rocking with it. Okay, so our favorite sis, Lil Uzi.
Mm-hmm. Our girl.
What is he doing? So he's dating JT.
All these niggas want to fuck JT.
Hellcat, that's a SRT. Lil Uzi is dating JT of the City Girls. But somebody said that one of JT and Lil Uzi's kinks is being toxic.
Probably so.
Or humiliation or something like that. Oh no, actually somebody said, is Danny Lay's kink humiliation? Public humiliation? Anyway.
Sick.
So I don't know how this whole little fiasco started, but Lil Uzi was dating a woman named Brittany, not to be confused with me.
Not to be confused with Brittany of the Black and Bravado.
Yeah, he was dating a girl named Brittany for a while, and for whatever reason that went up in flames. And he's been dating JT now. I don't know what caused her to post text message threads. Probably being fed the fuck up.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Because niggas will try to play both sides of the fence.
Yes.
And sometimes you just have to air them out.
Our tolerance be so low.
Ask me how I know.
The tolerance be low.
Like what you're not about to do is play on my phone while somebody else is on the internet acting like everything is peachy and you're disturbing the peace in my kingdom. Mm-hmm. So anyway. Brittany posted a thread between her and Uzi. Basically, Uzi was like, Why would I be in a relationship? Well, I'm not in a relationship. I wouldn't, if I was in a relationship, I wouldn't be texting you and calling you all day. My grandma really wants us to be together.
Sickening.
Just silly. Silly, immature, nigga shit. JT comes on the internet and says, Brittany, I've been told you. What'd she say?
I've been told you how he was. You know and I know how he is.
Basically.
She was like, and now you want to post the nigga online niggaing.
Yeah.
She was like, Miss Peace, be still. She was like, basically she's saying, I already know. I don't think that
she's basically saying you're not telling me anything.
You're not telling me anything. And
I don't care.
And that's the biggest piece. I don't care. And I think that for JT and Uzi, whatever they have is mutually advantageous for both of them.
It's mutually toxic.
It's yeah, that too. But they enjoy the dynamic. Yeah, they're not tripping off of it. And I don't think that it's as serious as everybody else makes it. They probably just having fun. It's cool. And she's probably like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I mean, she says that.
Yeah, so that happened.
JT said, y'all want him to be with some weirdo bitch.
But the thing is, I feel like there's some sort of seriousness there because JT, now he's posting JT saying that JT is the chosen one, putting her all over his social, a real nigga move. Once there's trouble on the horizon, you
want
to prove a point, posting me all over your social. Don't post me post embarrassment.
But
post me
why.
When things are thriving. If a nigga's posting you after embarrassment,
throw it away.
Get out, queen.
Throw it away.
Get out. I would be like, I'm already done look stupid. Don't post me. Actually, don't post me. This is the time that I don't want to be on your page.
But that's also a relationship that's not built on toxicity.
Sure.
Like, they're cool with it. They're cool with it.
Sure.
They be going back and forth in the little sub tweets.
Yeah, they do.
So it ain't no tea to them. Ain't no problem.
They're young. They're young and just had
to. And rich.
Yeah, young, rich, and whatever.
Stupid.
Young, rich, and stupid.
Yeah.
Why?
I wish I was at least the Y and the R.
Yeah, keep the stupid.
Young, rich, intelligent.
Why did I see a tweet that say, Susan's grandma was right. You think I'm stupid. I fucking holler. You think I'm stupid. So anyway.
Listen.
So anyway, though. Ooh. Yeah, that was that on that. Not just stupid. Also, Benzino and Coi Leray. So Coi Leray is Benzino's daughter. She's recently come out with music. One of her songs is Numb to the Pain.
I don't know that one.
And I'm like, fuck everybody. I don't trust nobody. What's the other song?
Oh, give me some righteous. Righteous. Ooh, give me anxiety.
And she does all these little TikToks and all that.
So and if you listen to our playlist in December, I think we had a Coi Leray song.
I meant to put the new one on. Maybe I'll put it on this month.
Load it up.
Numb to the pain.
Stop singing that.
So anyway.
I really don't like her music. She that one song that Coi with Keanu Ledet. And
you would
Seven.
Like this one too.
I don't know.
You will like it. You will like it. Trust me. We'll I'm going to play it in a second.
Okay.
I'm going to play it right now.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. So anyway, while I'm pulling it up,
mm-hmm.
she is Benzino's daughter. We know who Benzino is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's trouble on the horizon. Apparently, she had a line in her song saying, here it is.
They want to eat off my plate. They want to eat off me. When I had my vision, you couldn't see.
I feel like I heard this.
I'm only doing shit that's gonna make me elevate.
Oh, yeah, I heard this.
Only one people around that's gonna be me. And that.
Stop, Brittany.
So, anyway, apparently she has said a line in her song dissing her daddy, dishonoring his name, as he said.
Yes. The ultimate disrespect.
And it caused some uproar on the internet. Now they're going back and forth cursing each other out. And I'm just like, you know what? We got to take our business off the internet.
We have to.
We got to take our business off the internet.
Somebody said, Benzino, call your daughter. He was on live. Yeah, call her.
Call your daughter. Yeah, call each other and figure it out. Not really much to say there except for they look silly and...
prayers.
That's how slow the tea has been. Because we're talking about Benzino and Coi Leray. Lord. So, yeah, anyway, back to things that matter.
Aussie wants you to start off 2021 by embracing and understanding your unique hair type. To help do so, Aussie has just launched new moisture pack products to help meet the unique hair needs for all hair types and textures. Whether you have straight locks, soft waves, twirls and curls, or popping coils, Aussie now has tailored options for any hair care routine. I live for the scents of these products. They are amazing. My favorite products are from the new Miracle Coils collection, four quality products with nourishing formulas that provide moisture and protect my hair and keep my locks moisturized throughout the day. I love these products for my 4C hair because they're conditioning and sulfate-free. I especially love the silicone-free conditioner. Aussie products are also PETA certified, cruelty-free, so they love all hair types and animals. Learn more by following Aussie on Instagram at AussieHairUSA. Plus, they're easy to find and affordable. Wherever you shop, you can find Aussie products starting at $2.99. Episode 180 was part 6 of our relationship goals. Enjoy the cheat codes with Jared Brady. So we were talking all about a bunch of topics from the male perspective.
Relationship.
Exactly. We talked about, well, Jared mainly explained why men need to be pressured into marriage, how to tell if a guy is really feeling you. And he also was generous enough to share his journey from fuckboy to husband and the ways that fatherhood and marriage have transformed his life for the better. So that was a really good episode. Jared was very sweet and kind. Y'all don't even know what it took to get that episode out.
You don't know.
So we're very grateful to him. And hopefully you enjoy the episode. If you haven't already, tap in with it. It's literally filled with cheat codes.
It is. And the girls enjoyed it. We didn't get any complaints about him.
Thank God. Because
y'all would let us know. Y'all do not hesitate to let us know, which we appreciate.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was out on that. Can you believe we're still in this series?
I actually can.
We're still in this relationship goal series. This will actually be our last episode of the relationship goal series. Mm-hmm. We thought it would be fitting to wrap it up with intentional dating.
Yes.
So that's what we're talking about today. Intentional dating.
He's intentional. Never failing.
Never failing.
He's intentional.
He's intentional.
Never fail. Okay.
Never fail.
He is. He is. One thing about God, he's going to be intentional.
He's intentional, and we should be just as intentional
he's
with our dating.
He's never failing.
We should be. Okay, so what is intentional dating? Intentional dating is dating with a purpose and a plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's creating a plan of action and implementing it. I would be the first to say that intentional dating is a new thing for me.
Yeah.
It really is. Like, I didn't look at dating intentionally, I guess, in the past. It was just like, you like me, I like you. Okay, well, fuck it. Like, you know, it was as simple as that.
Yeah.
And then we dated. How about you?
Same. No, seriously, same. And I was thinking about that as we prepare for this episode, that unless you're really advanced mommy, unless you're a mommy who's listening to this as a young tyke,
right,
then you probably aren't considering dating intentionally. I feel like as we mature and gotten older, it's more serious to date with intention because we don't have any more time to waste.
It's a time piece for sure.
It's the time to waste because, baby, I mean, y'all know, y'all been here long enough to know that we've done a couple bids, a bid amongst one another.
We've both done a bid.
She's done a bid. I've done a bid.
Two bids were done.
Yeah, she was in a relationship for 7 years. I was in a relationship for about 10 years. And I just don't have it in me.
I don't have it those many more years in me for sure.
I don't, which leads us to become more intentional because we don't have any time to waste.
Yeah, for sure.
So in the past, no, I wasn't. And I was also much younger, just going with the vibes.
Definitely going with the vibes. And I don't completely regret that, but I do think that I would have tapped into some intentionality a little younger than now.
Definitely.
Like, there's definitely space to be, to have fun, you know what I'm saying?
And like, that can also be an intention.
Yes.
That I'm just looking to have fun. You know, it's just about stating what the intention is.
Yeah.
If you're looking for marriage, let me know that. If you ain't, then let me know that.
It's just about being clear communicators and expressing your desires at that moment. That doesn't mean that they can't change, but at the moment, this is what I'm doing.
Yes.
This is my intent. when dating.
Yeah, so rather than sliding into ambiguous relationships with no clear destination in sight, intentional dating encourages us to choose our relationship and know where we'd like to go. So if it's fun, let's go to fun. If it's marriage, let's get to marriage. If it's, what else would you be doing shit? Fucking?
Yeah.
Rolling around?
That definitely can happen. I think a lot of the times when people think of intentional dating, they think that
marrying.
It's just about marriage. Like,
that's the big piece for me.
I just want to find the one to marry. It can be that at this rate, at this big age, that's definitely my intention.
And that's the vibe that we're on for this episode.
Finding the one to marry. The one to marry. And when you're dating to find the one to marry, that is not to be confused with, I want to marry whoever I'm dating. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's some.
Speak on it.
Stop. Shut the fuck up. There are some standards that have to be met. There's an expectation that has to be met. And that's the joy of dating. Like, you can weed people out. You can see if something's a fit. You can modify those standards and those expectations as you're intentionally dating. You can get out of situations quicker because you realize that they're not really a fit for you and you don't have to do any more bids.
Yeah.
They can be much shorter. Short little stints.
Yeah, that's good.
After you find out, you know what, this isn't really a vibe and that's okay. And you can communicate with each other about it not being a vibe and you can move on in peace.
In peace is how we're moving.
Yeah.
In peace.
We definitely want to move with peace. What we really want to do with intentional dating is find the one who we want to date for the rest of our lives.
Who's going to date me for the rest of their life?
Yeah, you're taking me on dates and I'm attending the dates.
I will be the date.
We're dating each other, though.
The datee.
Do you believe in taking men on dates? No, they were a serious question.
No.
No? Like, let me take you out tonight.
Absolutely not. Taking you out, what does
I'm
that look like?
I'm talking about driving, your man.
Me planning, me driving, what? What does that look like?
You
me
planning. You planning, you paying. Like, okay, tonight I'm going to take you to dinner.
The what is that Usher song? What is that Usher song? The role reversals. Tonight I'm gonna do
trading places.
Tonight we're gonna do a little something tonight. You gonna come over and pick me up in your ride. You gonna stop and you gonna wait. You're gonna take me on a date.
You're gonna okay, I'm not opening your door.
My door. And I'ma reach over and open yours. We gonna go for dinner. Take me to see a movie.
And whisper in my ear, baby, you really wanna do me.
No, I'm not. Bitch. I mean, honestly, truly, my interpretation of taking a man on a date, I'm not doing all of that. I'm not reaching over. I'm not taking.
No, I didn't mean all that. I just meant literally saying I'm taking you out on a date.
No, and I'm not saying that. Duh, no. That's giving. I'm not even.
Okay, maybe
say
not even saying. Maybe not even saying I'm taking you out on a date, but planning it, being like, let's go to dinner tonight, and then you pick the place, and then you pay.
I'm okay with that.
For like, the dinner. That's taking dinner. Him on a date.
Okay, I'm cool with that. I'm not picking you up. Honestly, I never know when I'm taking him on a date. It's not intentional in my thought. I'll just be like, I got it tonight, babe. Okay. So at the end of the night, you can say, she took me on a date. Andres always says that. He swears that I took him on a date. The first night we went out.
Why you say that?
Because we went to Gracias Madre and the line was dumbass long. And he was like, he called as I was pulling up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm about to park. And he was like, well, the wait is.
Oh, because he got in your car.
Yeah. And that was so awkward. He was like, the line is like 1:30. And I was like, okay, well, we can meet at Sage. And he just got in the car. He just be doing so much. I was like, why is he in my car right now? He's like, yeah, let's go over here. And he's like, dang, Shorty took me on a date. I'm like, stop telling people that, you fucking liar. I didn't. Shorty took me on a date. So anyway, no, I'm not taking a man on a date. What about you? I mean, my man, I'm paying for the food every now and again. I'm cool with that. What about you?
I'll take you on a date on your birthday.
Okay.
I will pick you up. And I'll pick you up, I'll find the place, and I'll pay.
Okay. So he gets a date once out of the year?
Yeah.
You won't pay any other time?
No, I will pay, but I wasn't considering that a date.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So
when
I
say
probably
a date, I'm thinking about
dates.
Like really planning it, like I'm gonna take you here, and I'm like, because you know the taking on a date thing is like,
that's rare for me. I'd hardly pick a place like that. It's usually mutual.
Okay,
I'll be like, yeah. So intentional dating also requires that everyone be upfront and honest. So there is no ghosting here, which is very common in our culture.
It's very common with casual dating. You decide that, oh, I'm done with this shit. Yeah. And you feel like you don't owe someone that explanation. If you're done, you're done. It's no longer a vibe. And that's that on that. Sorry, you process it how you process it. But deuces, it, fool, I'm out.
But with intentional dating, if you don't see a future or something happening, then it's communicated early. It's like you can't just leave it into the abyss like, bitch, I'm not fucking with you. Let me know.
That's very mature.
Like, hey, I don't think this is really a fit. This isn't what I'm looking for. I think we had a great time hanging out. This takes maturity.
This takes a lot of maturity because it can be
honesty.
A lot of maturity, a lot of honesty. And I guess some confidence too.
Yeah.
It can be hard to tell somebody like, I'm not really feeling this anymore.
So before, when you were initially dating, mm-hmm. a few gentlemen.
I'm still dating.
Right. You're still dating, but it's been narrowed down to one person.
When I was in the field.
When you were in the field.
Gang in the field, we don't do bleachers.
Yeah. When you were in the field, not doing a bleacher. How did you tell the other person? Because at one point you were dating multiple people. So how did that look for you, being honest?
Being honest, I didn't clearly communicate that, hey, it's not a vibe anymore. It was just kind of a breadcrumbing, which, you know what that is? So breadcrumbing,
it's
like
where
it's not
just
ghosting.
Enough,
yeah, breadcrumbing is like the cousin of ghosting. Mm. So you don't completely ghost, but you kind of...
It just fizzles out.
Pull some of your, you withhold some of your energy and you change like the speed that you respond. Maybe you forget to respond. Yeah. You respond the next day. You don't reach out anymore, you know?
Yeah.
I was doing that. I did that.
Okay. And then it slowly just dissipated.
And then it slowly, yeah.
Okay.
The person on the receiving end picked up pretty well.
And then they said, all right, I'm done with her ass.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. But now knowing what you know and...
But the thing is, like, it wasn't really deep, so I didn't really feel like I needed to necessarily...
Give a disclaimer?
No.
Okay.
But I think after, if you're spending a good amount of time with somebody, like, frequently hanging out and, you know, like, the dynamic is a little deeper, I do think that it would be responsible and mature to let the person know in a clear way that
it's no longer a vibe. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Just was curious how you handled
it. It would need
situation.
To be communicated like that in my current situation.
Definitely.
Sure. For sure.
You would have to be like, yeah, I'm not feeling it anymore.
Yeah.
How do you feel like you were...
And I would expect that to be said to me too.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I even say that in my current relationship. I'm like, if this don't work for you at whatever point, because I want there to be space for that.
Right.
If for whatever reason you are no longer happy... you aren't feeling fulfilled, then say that, because I ain't about to deal with your ass.
Yeah you know? And I don't want to be ghosted either. Like, well, the thing is, I've never been ghosted, and that is scary. Some people have been ghosted after talking to people for like 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, and at that point, that is scarring.
Yeah, it's traumatic
to be ghosted after that long amount of time. I've never experienced anything like that.
I've been hopefully like weirdly ghosted when the nigga just wasn't on the up and up. It wasn't like a complete ghost, like I'm out. But remember, he was like shady.
Who?
Going to Mexico. And
oh, okay. But that was kind of different too.
I mean, it was like sneaky.
It was very sneaky. It was very sneaky. But
I've never
that
been completely ghosted.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you were dating that person consistently, like really deep in, it was kind of like not fully.
Yeah, it was just in. That was really just fun.
Yeah,
it was like, let's go out, let's go dancing, let's have drinks, but it wasn't like
there was really building. No intentionality behind it. So, but if you're dating someone with intentionality and they just ghost you, then that's a problem. So clear communication is for sure needed. It would be appreciated, and I would grant it as well.
Yeah, reciprocal.
Yeah.
So we have some tips, some rules for dating with intention, if you will, that we found on HuffPost.
Yes.
So we think these are very valuable and that you all can benefit from them. I think that we can also benefit from them since we're still dating as well.
We're still dating. Until you're married, you're dating.
Period.
And if you don't want to date with intention, that's fine with that's fine too.
That's fine with us.
That's fine with us, but that's fine. If you are dating for intention, then these are for you. But don't be like, I don't want to date everybody. No, everything don't have to be so. Okay, we'll fucking.
Then take what you will. Honestly, these are just ingredients. pull from it what you will, leave what you won't, and it just is what it is. That's it. It's just for your consideration.
It's for your consideration. Maybe you're tired, because you know what? A lot of what I hear with dating being ghetto, which we've talked about.
Yeah.
Is that people get frustrated. They get burnt out. Mm-hmm. There's no good people out there. But I feel like if you kind of switch your mindset and date intentionally, that doesn't mean you're not going to encounter fuck boys, fuck girls and all that. But they won't take over you so much. You know what I'm saying? You can easily weed those motherfuckers out and get to the person that you like.
Yeah, so, this is good.
Here we are. So here is the first, one of the first rules for dating with intention. Set high standards and never compromise on them. Period. Don't let anyone convince you that your standards are too high. Because when your standards are value driven, they deserve to be met. When we're talking value driven, we're not talking about like physical. He's tall. He makes this. He does that. This is like character based.
Yeah.
You deserve to have those standards met. It's nothing wrong with those being high. So when you find someone making excuses for someone, if you find yourself making excuses for someone or their behavior, that's a red flag. If you find yourself trying to fix someone, because we do that too, like, it's okay, you know, that's another red flag. Don't sell yourself short on what you truly deserve, and don't compromise on your standards.
Period. I feel like I did this when I was making a list of the partner that I wanted.
When did you make this list?
I made this list in December of May. It was like December of... Maybe it wasn't in December. It was probably like, I have to look at my notebook, my journal. I feel like it was when that last situation ended and right before my current situation. I think it was like December, January. Oh, yeah. Maybe before that. I can't remember.
You had it before that.
It was before that. I don't want to squeeze your legs. I think it was like around my birthday, like October, November. Okay.
That makes sense.
October, November. And I just wrote out all the characteristics that I wanted my partner to have, how I wanted him to make me feel, what I wanted him to bring to the relationship, what I wanted to bring to the relationship. And that was kind of where I was. Those were my kind of standards. You know, it wasn't physical, like he needs to look like this, he needs to look like that. It was really character driven. It was definitely core desire, feelings driven. Mm-hmm. So I think, yes, make your list. Check it twice. Boo boo babies. As you may all know, CBD has become very popular in the last couple of years. It's literally everywhere, and so many options makes it difficult to differentiate between what's good and what isn't. This is where Ned comes in. Ned is a wellness brand offering solutions to alternative prescriptions and over-the-counter drugs. They produce the highest quality full-spectrum CBD extracted from organically grown hemp plants, all sourced from an independent farm in Colorado. One of my favorite current products is the Mellow Magnesium Super Blend. Adding this powerful daily supplement to my tea has been a game changer. It helps to improve my mood, my brain function, and decreases my stress and anxiety. Ned also energetically infuses all of its products with binaural beats, positive affirmations, and happy vibes. It's the intentionality for me. If you want to check out Ned and try their CBD for yourself, we have a special offer for all the homegirls. Go to www.helloned.com/bravado or enter code bravado at checkout for 15% off your first one-time order or 20% off your first subscription order, plus free shipping. That's helloned.com/bravado to get 15% off your first one-time order or 20% off your first subscription order plus free shipping. Thanks, Ned.
Yeah, for forward. Sure.
Move forward. Did you make a list?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you made a list. You wrote a little love letter.
Oh, yeah, I wrote the love letter last year.
Yeah. Circled back to that?
I circled back to my list. I wrote the love letter in 2019, actually. The love letter was in 2019.
Why are you laughing?
Because it sounds so funny. I wrote the love letter.
I seen a fucking, this is off.
The letter to my future man.
This was a letter to my unborn child. Stay that way. That's what the beep said. To my unborn child. Stay that way. Hoo-wee.
I have wrote a letter in 2019 to my future man, basically speaking in present tense. And I did it, Joe. I gotta find that shit.
It's in the back of your passion planner.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, I'm in tears, y'all. Hey, let's call it like it is. Let's call it.
I definitely wrote a letter and I read
it. Look at me.
I read it to Germany. However, in 2020 our circle back. And I just made a small list. I made a small list full of character traits that I wanted.
I'm about to pee on myself because it's I was so like, funny.
I want someone kind, independent, considerate.
I'm a woman.
Yeah. I need you to be independent. Like, you can't, independence, please.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of, not even a whole bunch of things, but some few core things. That's in my journal. I think my BGB journal.
Okay, good.
But I did circle back and look at it.
And how do you feel like the list is kind of faring?
It's faring well.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's aging well. It's aging with grace.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, for sure.
So, rule number two, instead of working on impressing the person you're dating, focus on expressing yourself. So when we try to impress someone, we become idealistic and place them on a pedestal.
Yeah.
Instead, express your feelings and desires and reveal who you authentically are. You'll notice that this will create an honest connection with those who find resonance. It's defining resonance for me.
It's defining resonance in being who you are, because you can only put who you truly are, because you can only put up a facade for so long. Yeah. And I think as women, we're conditioned to be like a catch. And, oh, he likes me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm drawing him in. He loves it here. And we might
forget to
really say how we feel.
If we love it there.
Period.
Because that we do. We relinquish our power and give it up to the man and allow him to choose if this is the dynamic that he wants to be in. Is he choosing me?
Yeah.
Does he enjoy me? When it's like, girl, trade in places, okay?
Exactly.
Put yourself in the position of power to decide who you're going to interact with.
Yes.
If you're finding resonance there and if it's mutually beneficial for you.
The
expressing of oneself. Exercise that throat chakra. We're doing that all 2021.
Yeah, because if you're biting your tongue and you're withholding and somebody thinks that they're getting one person, and then it turns out you're a completely different person, or you might build up some resentment because you weren't speaking your truth. You're not going to like that later on down the line. So just work on exercising that throat chakra, like Germany said, and expressing yourself. There's room for you to express yourself, and the right person will encourage you to express yourself. They'll receive it.
They won't be threatened by it.
Exactly.
And honestly, if they're going to run away because you're speaking about your truth and expressing yourself, then they weren't the right one anyway.
They weren't.
And I'm learning that because I've been having to exercise my throat chakra.
Yeah.
I'm like.
You have to exercise it. And that's the reason why we don't, because we're fearful that we will push someone away. But it's not pushing someone away. It's just speaking your truth. And if they leave, then they weren't meant to stay.
And when you speak your peace and your truth, then instead of perceiving it as you're pushing someone away, you could be drawing the person that you're supposed to have in.
Okay.
You know, think about it like that.
I like that.
Because the person you're with, they're not going to be afraid. No. They're going to lean into what it is you have to say. So that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to pull the right people in and get the other ones out.
Get out, leave right Get now. Out, okay. It's the end of you and me.
It's the end of you and me.
Okay,
it's
so too also for you to be with intention, rule for intentional for dating with what? Intention. The fuck?
Her wine is
the wine, but I don't even feel lit.
Okay, so what's rule three?
Rule three: know what you have to offer and know what you want. Ladies, we're being confident in the qualities that we bring to the table.
Yes.
You may be nurturing, dependable, considerate, thoughtful, romantic, etc. We know what we bring to the table. We know that we're the prize. But we are also certain about the qualities we're looking for in another person.
Go back to your list.
Reference back that list.
Go back to page one.
Yeah.
The list.
Yeah. So when people show up, you can recognize them like, I was waiting for you at the door.
Yes.
And when people aren't lining up with the qualities that you want, you can be like, get the fuck out my door.
Dead.
You know what
you're
I'm saying?
You're not who I'm looking for.
We're not just rolling the dice. We're being intentional with this. And when people show up, we're like, I know you.
Yeah.
This is what I wanted.
And I think that's the best thing about the list. It helps put into perspective what it is that you truly want.
Yeah.
So you know it when you see it, baby, and you know it when you don't.
Yes. And again, these are value-based lists.
Not like tall with a big dick.
Right.
I mean,
although
that's
we
a,
love
that's
that.
A plus. That's a plus. So
we love that big dick.
Brittany. Okay. The fourth rule is say no to struggle love.
Please.
We're going to say that again. Say no to struggle love.
All you got to do is say no.
Don't deny what you feel. Don't let them undress you, baby. So with the right person, your connection will be effortless, beloved. The good that's meant to come into your life should hone in with ease, fluidity, and harmony. That's my favorite. Ease. Ease is my favorite, baby. Yeah, let it be easy. Not easy. Let it come with ease.
Come with ease.
I'm cool with it being a little challenging, a little hard work. You know, because it's two people kind of coming together.
Exactly.
So we're different. We have different perspectives, different views, different ethics. But if we can respect one another and express our love for one another in a way that's easy, ease, that creates ease in our relationship, I'm all for it.
I'm all for it. Yeah, we're not saying that there won't be some
challenges,
but that doesn't mean it needs to be riddled with struggle.
No.
Like I saw somebody say, the ups and downs y'all talking about, if y'all talking about cheating.
Hell no.
We're not talking about cheating. It doesn't have to be all that.
Mm-mm.
It does not.
No.
Okay, also, understand, overstand, no one completes you. You complete yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how amazing your partner is, they will never complete you. So I guess we're done with the better half. My better whole.
I'm already whole.
Better whole. My better whole.
We're two whole people coming together. That's it.
Period.
Yeah, my better whole. That's good.
Yeah. So your partner will never complete you. This isn't healthy because it gives them ownership over something that comes from inside you. So ultimately, they will fail. Also, you'll always be looking for joy outside of yourself.
Joy and pain. I got sunshine and rain. It'll be rain.
Dead.
It'll be rain, okay, if you're giving them the power.
No, and we want it to be sunny. My sunshine
has come. I should have said, my sunshine,
and I'm all cried out.
And there's no more rain in this cloud. Brittany.
Once you accept that you are a complete being who is responsible for your own happiness and well-being, you'll attract and engage in relationships from a higher perspective.
Cue the
That's
nip.
That's very empowering.
Cue the nip. This is something what Nipsey would have said. Nipsey. Play the album. Play the album. Victory lap. Okay?
Victory lap. Yeah, like that's really empowering though. Mm-hmm. Like knowing that I'm already whole. I'm already complete. I have everything I need.
I make myself happy.
Yeah, you're just a nice addition.
You're just a nice addition.
But without you, I don't feel broken, empty, lost, and deserted.
Deserted. Rule six.
That's how you stay in shit longer than you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Because you're putting someone on a pedestal. Mm-hmm. You're keeping them somewhere they don't need to be when you have everything that you need inside of you.
That's it. Rule six. There's no rush. Enjoy the process. It's important to showcase your intentions, and this can only be done over time. So avoid rushing to reach labels in the early stages of dating. We should mainly be focusing on experiencing and observing to see if there is alignment and resonance in what's being offered.
That's
so
good.
That's good, Pastor Mike.
That's good.
Because, you know, we'll be quick to be like, I want to be his girlfriend. He needs to ask me to be his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And it's like in the early stages of dating, again, going back to the first couple rules, we need to be figuring out if this is mutually advantageous, if you're liking what you see, if there's resonance, if what's being
Everything
brought to the table
that's on me.
Is something you want to eat. Because you might not want it.
You might not.
So let's not rush, right? But also we can't confuse this. We can't confuse this with settling. Or not getting the title and respect that you deserve.
Yeah, don't be silly.
No, the courtship should be progressing at a consistent pace that's comfortable for everybody involved. And as long as you feel like the relationship is moving forward in the right direction, then go with it.
go with it.
It's about moving forward.
I like this. So we're not being stupid.
No, fuck no.
We're not being stupid and being in like situationships for 2 years.
Hell no.
But we're also not trying to be rushing into a relationship just for the sake of it. Like, okay, it's been 1 month. Let's wife me up.
It's okay to date for a couple months. You know, I think I shared this over on Patreon. Actually, my boo-boo baby did. Never mind. I'll let y'all hear it over there if you want
to. About Germany's story.
Yeah.
That was good. That was very good.
My journey.
That was very good because Germany thought one thing and it was another thing. But
it was. But again, the relationship was moving forward.
It was moving forward. It wasn't stagnant.
No, it was progressing. So if you want to hear more about our relationship and our journey, then get on over to Patreon.
Yeah. I think the thing is, because with titles, that there comes a sense of security. Mm-hmm. Instability, which we do deserve, but it doesn't have to be rushed because sometimes we put shit titles on shit prematurely when it doesn't deserve a title. It doesn't even need a title.
That's how I felt. I told y'all when I was dating that guy for 4 months and it felt like 4 years and I was his girlfriend. Remember? It was like so dramatic. God.
Yeah.
That was a wicked time.
That was something else.
That was a wicked time in my life.
A wicked time.
A wicked time in my life, and I'm glad.
I'm always a little nervous though if a man tries to put the title on me, put the cuffs on me, Your Honor.
Yeah.
Too soon, I'm like.
I want the title. I wanna be known as your girl. I wanna kick it with you like your best friend. Yeah, when he wants to do that, give you the title.
Too soon. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is everything okay in your home?
No.
It's a little scary.
No, why? Because we're not used to men wanting to like. Title things quickly. They love to live in the gray area. Once you see a nigga who's black and white, you're like,
No, I want to be black and white, but it's like if it's 2 weeks or something, I'm
no,
like,
hell no.
That's what I mean by prematurely.
Okay,
like no. 2 weeks is a little
red flag,
a red, bright red. Mm-hmm. Or calling me baby or
first
something.
Day of menstruation, red, bright.
Yeah, first day for sure.
It's red and bright.
Or being too quick to call me baby or something. I'm like, you're sick.
Don't call me baby.
Don't call me baby. I'm not your baby.
You know, I've actually been letting the baby fly every now and again.
What you been saying? Hey,
baby, my nigga.
Give me a sentence.
I'll be like, no, it's weird
give
now.
Me a
it's
sentence. It's when you give me a, say it.
You know how people say baby.
No, I want to hear how you. I want to hear how you say it.
You know how when your mom makes you do something after, I feel like you're being a mother. Like, oh no, you be out there doing it. Say it in this house. That vibe.
So say it. Yeah.
That's how I feel. I'll just be like, no, just read the second rule. Just read the fucking second rule. You're not doing that to me. Go for it.
I really want to hear it.
Why? You know what it sounds like when somebody
says baby? No, I want to hear you say baby.
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 Baby. That's how I say it. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Shut up.
Okay, anyway, here we go. Rule number 7. Mm-hmm. Your vulnerability is a strength. So get comfortable with feeling. We're feeling all the feels.
We're feeling
there goes
it, baby.
Those feels again. Yeah. Shout out to Snow Allegra. Yeah. Being expressive and vulnerable is a bridge to more intimacy within the relationship. This is how deeper bonds are built. For sure, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. If there's no vulnerability, then you're living on the surface.
Yeah.
So a key to getting more vulnerable is to ask deeper questions early on. Take the lead on revealing yourself based on your level of trust and comfortability. And hold space for honest, non-judgmental, expansive conversations.
It's the holding of space for me. Let me know I can trust you. Let me know it's safe.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you the one to ask the deeper questions? Or are you the responder to the deeper?
It's usually back and forth.
Okay.
It's back and forth. It just depends on what's going on. Usually I'll say like, how are you feeling, babe? What's going on? What's going on? How are you feeling today? How do you feel about that? Usually if he's expressing something, I'll say, how do you feel about that?
Mm-hmm.
To allow for, you know, the brain to...
Deeper.
To get deeper. But, you know, we've had some moments where he shared things that I'm kind of like, again, over on Patreon, you'll hear that story. And I had to be non-judgmental and hold space for an expansive conversation where we could get to the bottom of some things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you are vulnerable and when you hold space for vulnerability, the connection does intensify.
For
you
sure.
know, there is some intimacy built. And in addition to intimacy being built, trust is built. Because it's like, I know I can trust you with these.
Bless you.
Thank you. These deep parts of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you? Are you the person who's asking? You're for sure asking this girl. She's a prober. Like, what do you mean by that?
I do probe to get deep.
And when you say cook, what do you mean by that? You want to cook. What does that exactly mean? Do you want to just get the stuff and put it on a plate? You want to chop it up? Did we already get the groceries?
Anyway.
Being delivered. This girl will ask.
No, I just want to know the real tea.
I know, and you'll get it. You'll get it.
Yeah.
So rule number 8, there's no such thing as rejection. When we express ourselves and we expect the best, it doesn't always work out. We know that. And like we mentioned in the earlier parts of this episode, intention doesn't necessarily mean marriage. It could be whatever it is that you mean, whatever you're intending it to be. But sometimes it doesn't end up the way we expect it to, and that's okay. But find comfort in knowing that you were led exactly where you needed to go.
Period.
Maybe it was seasonal. You needed to learn something from that specific person to take into the next relationship or along your journey. Maybe there was some healing that had to occur.
Yeah.
You know, some healing, beloved.
For sure.
We love to talk about healing.
We do. So we have to apply.
Yeah.
So lastly.
Mm-hmm. No, that's actually not lastly. Oh, it is lastly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lastly, follow the attraction that challenges you to grow. We kind of touched on this last week with Jarrett. But be mindful of the attraction you decide to pursue. All attraction is not created equal. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's not created equal.
Yeah.
There is attraction that keeps us safe and in our comfort zones. And then there's attraction that draws us back to unhealthy, toxic relationships. And lastly, there's attraction that stretches us and calls us to rise to the highest version of ourselves.
Yeah.
That's what I like.
Yeah, that's the one I love.
So here's how you can know the difference between the three. Pay close attention to the quality of your experiences with the person. The right fit will offer you clarity of purpose and direction. The feeling of the right fit is harmony. You don't think about if there's better. It doesn't even enter your mind. It's poetic. Poetic.
Yes.
It's effortless and it's joyful.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.
I definitely want to grow.
Yeah.
I don't want to be stagnant.
Stretched.
I don't want to be toxic.
No.
And I know how easy it is to feel like the comfortable, safe thing is the right thing for you, because usually the thing that causes you to grow feels unfamiliar, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It could be scary, but once you get on the other side, you will see the benefit.
That it was worth it all along.
Exactly.
Good. That was good. Hopefully you all enjoyed those tips.
Yeah.
You can apply them. Hopefully you wrote some goddamn notes down, because you might have to circle back to this information.
You might have to circle back whenever you decide that you're ready for intentional dating. It might not be now.
Yeah, but you'll have the notes and the tools to apply.
You will.
So, have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this: you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part.
For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure, absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast. Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Booths are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
We actually received a girlfriend gag.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to make sure that we address it before the series is over.
Yeah.
So, this is our anonymous girlfriend. She says, me and my current boyfriend have been together for going on a year at the end of March, and I'm getting a little leery about our relationship and if I'm strong enough for this. We have known each other for a little over 2 years now. When we met, neither of us imagined that we would be together, let alone wanted a relationship at the time. Things were a bit complicated on his end due to his last relationship. I've had my share of relationship trauma, so I was willing to let him cope with that in his own way. We've grown very close since knowing each other, and our relationship has been lovely from the surface and what I was able to see. In the beginning, being that we were not really looking for a relationship out of each other, girls and guys were expected on both sides. I was casually dating, he was my favorite though, and so was he. There was a high climax that really caused us to become closer. I think it made me more attracted to him as a person, aside from intimacy. A few months later, he asked me to be his girl officially, and this was right before we entered the COVID shutdown the first time. So we were literally with each other every day. I would go home to get more clothes and be right back with him, heavy on the honeymoon phase. Now, here's where I'm a tad bit leery. There was a breach of trust. He was being he was being careless and left his phone on the table with his messages open. So I saw messages from other females. Mm. It was there, so I went through the phone and didn't see anything to think he was physically cheating because we were literally together all day every day. There was no time in between. There was one person in particular that I was not feeling the conversation at all. Crimson red flag.
Shit.
Right off of the bat, I addressed him about it, and he on his own will messaged anyone he was conversing with that he had a girlfriend and didn't want to be met and didn't want to mess it up, except they all respected it.
Respectfully.
It's respected it for me. Recently, Recently, he was talking to the same female I really did not care too much for again after I already expressed my feelings on not liking it. Men will be men and try to be sneaky. That's no. Men will not be men, but I'll digress and we'll come back to it. Men will be men and try to be sneaky, but the conversation was harmless on his end. Actually, I have to pause. You're making excuses for him. So.
We gonna get it.
But the conversation was harmless on his end. She felt the need to keep bringing me up and how she knows I wouldn't like him talking to her, or that she hopes I'm not crazy and finds out that he calls her, that he needs to mold me to trust him, except. Yet, she's still opening the door for a response. No. He's assured me that the relationship
is still opening?
Listen, we're going to get there.
Okay.
So, he's assured me that the relationship is platonic and that they were flirting at that point. But being sneaky, trying to keep things makes me think that it's more than that. Does it seem a bit insecure of me to feel how I feel, although this has been addressed more than one time? This is not a part of the ups and downs of relationships, is it? Should I be just taking his word for it that it's strictly platonic because I do love him, or should I just leave it where it is and take a break for myself? We just went on a vacation to celebrate my birthday, so I want to believe that that's what's telling me, that what he's telling me is true and that he is truly trying to work on our relationship, but IDK, I get in my thoughts a little too much and think the worst. Thanks for reading. Love y'all lots. Signed, an overthinking homegirl. So, first off,
I don't think you're overthinking.
I don't think you're overthinking. I think you know exactly what the fuck is going on. And honestly, truly, you don't have to. There's a lot of red flags here for me.
Call them out.
The first red flag is that there's inappropriate conversations going on that made you feel as if he needed to message all these women and let them know, I got a girl. First off, you shouldn't be carrying on like you don't have a girl that right. makes you have to backtrack and say you have a girl. That's stupid to me. I would be looking at that nigga if I was the woman on the other end.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, we've been talking casually and now you hit me with I got a girl. What?
Right.
Nigga, then hold yourself to the standard of I got a girl.
Girl, right.
Have integrity.
What does that have to do with me?
Have integrity off the rip. Number two, you've already expressed your discontent. And he still is talking to someone else. And
it's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful. And it's a little weird to me that she's saying, I know your girl wouldn't like it. That means there's been conversation.
There's been conversation.
That's transpired where he has disclosed.
You had a problem with her with him conversing
but
with her.
But he probably didn't.
But he doesn't. And it's really make, you know what? I don't like that. Like, don't humiliate me. You have had
it's giving humiliation.
Yes, giving humiliation vibes. You have had a conversation with her about how there is some discontent on my end mm-hmm. with you both conversing, mm-hmm. being in communication.
Which makes me the bad guy, Chun-Li. Like, right. I'm the person who made y'all
However,
stop
talking. You basically told her, it's fuck me from the front and the back mm-hmm. because you're still going to continue to communicate with me. And I don't ever want another woman to be telling you that you have a girlfriend
yes.
and she may not like this.
And I hope that you're not crazy and that I need to be molded. This is a dub.
I need to be molded. No, he
needs to have integrity.
Yeah.
And respect for
you, queen.
He should
be having your best interests at heart at all times.
Period.
Never putting you in a situation to be disrespected or ridiculed.
And leaving you better than he found you.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Fuck that.
I don't like that. I don't like it at all. And it's really betraying.
And you know what? It's already been jaded to me. It's already been jaded. And if you can say crimson red flag, then you know what's popping. You're yeah. going to be in this longer than you need to be in this. And you're going to look back and be like, I should have left at the first sign of dishonesty. I should have left at the first sign of disrespect. I should have left at the first sign that the nigga didn't have no integrity.
Trust and believe.
Period. Because if he's cutting up like this now, how do you think it's going to just, honestly, truly, relationships get harder as time goes on.
They do.
There's that little mysticalness that goes away, that honeymoonness that goes away. And the only thing that keeps people together is the respect.
And integrity.
Loyalty.
Yes.
Love. Kindness. And he's already lost that for you year one.
Yeah, listen to me. Integrity was
listen
lost.
To your big sisters.
Everyone's different, but for me, when integrity is lost, that makes me lose respect for you. And I just feel like you can never really be on solid ground with the relationship, because I'm always looking at you with a side eye. And when people do little shit like this, they'll do it in other ways, some yeah. way, somehow. It's a character flaw.
It is.
It's just really a character flaw, and that's not cool.
And, you know, I don't know. I don't really know how old you are, boo-boo. But as an older sister, as an older mommy, I have gotten to a place. And I once was where you were, right? Going through somebody's phone.
Oh, me too.
I don't
for sure,
ever
for sure.
want to go through a man's phone.
I don't either.
I just need to feel like you.
That you're living by the code.
Period. That you respect me. That was on my list, queen. That he speaks well of me when I'm not there, with and without me being present. So
I also said that, and I said, like, you respect me, and you respect me just as you respect yourself. So there needs to be some self-respect for sure.
Yes.
But respect for me as well. Why am I out here being disrespected? I purposely would not want to have my nigga out in the streets looking stupid, getting laughed at, like, oh, she for the street, she be in my DM, she be text messaging me, she for everybody.
No. No, 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 no.
And the thing is, you've expressed. That's the thing that's sending me. I've told you that this makes me uncomfortable and I'm not okay with it. And you're still engaging? You're going to make me choose violence.
Wake up and choose violence. I would say this needs to slowly end. Or this needs to end. However you want to do it. I know it might seem abrupt to just be like, I'm done. But if this has happened again since you wrote us, then you probably should just let them know, I don't think this is the best fit for me.
Yeah, I'm giving big sister advice. And I'm saying leave. And this is from personal experience.
Leave. Get out. It's enough of you and me or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
It's a dub.
It's not good.
It's not. And honestly, when you look back and realize that you chose yourself, you're going to feel so much better, because he's going to be trash. He's still going to be trash.
Yeah, he's still going to be trash.
A year from now, he'll still be trash. So
yeah.
Get on, queen. You deserve better.
You deserve better. That's not cool. That's not all right.
No. So I think that's it.
So that's that on that. We hope you enjoyed this series and this episode. Please share it on your stories, on your Instagram,
in your
Twitters,
in your group chats. Share it.
Let us know. We chat with us. We talk back.
Yes. And we'll see you next week.
All righty.
Love you.
Bye. Thank you.
We'll be right back.